Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 9, verse 3. As Saul was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. Saul was a deeply committed Jew, and his mission was to destroy the church. He was acting with the authority of the high priest in Jerusalem, and his task was to search out any followers of Jesus and take them as prisoners. But suddenly, everything changed as he traveled on the road to Damascus. A brilliant light flashed around him, and he heard a voice asking, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul knew the scriptures well enough to know that this must be God, so he asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply was not the one he wanted to hear. He was sure that there was nothing in this newfangled Jesus religion. How shocked he must have been to hear the voice saying, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting." This moment changed everything. Saul's life was turned upside down and inside out. He would never be the same again, and neither would the church. But let's spend a moment longer thinking about this Damascus Road experience. I've heard many people saying that they regret not having a miraculous conversion like Saul's, but such experiences are extremely rare. Perhaps God confronted Saul in this way because he knew that it was the only way to get through to him. For most of us, the process of coming to faith in God is far less dramatic. God comes to us amid the ordinary, everyday rhythm of life. He speaks to us on a country walk, in a sermon, as we read the Bible, or when we speak with a friend. There's nothing dramatic about it, apart from the fact that God meets with us, and what an amazing miracle that is. So let me ask you a question. Have you met with God? And if so, how did it happen? And now let me pray with you. Dear Lord, thank you that you meet with us in all sorts of ways and that you want to walk with us today. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available to you at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God give you a really great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.